In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Did the largest panoramic display in its class help the 2025 Lincoln Nautilus to be named Motor Trend's 2025 SUV of the year? Maybe. Maybe it's because the Lincoln Nautilus offers both a gas and an available hybrid powertrain. Perhaps it's the new Lincoln Digital Experience, available 28-speaker sound system, or second-row legroom that is among the most in its class. Maybe it's a bit of everything. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln. The power of sanctuary. Class is medium, premium utility. Motor Trend 2025 SUV of the Year is a registered trademark of Motor Trend Group, LLC. All rights reserved.
Tigers in action tonight. You asked a question in your show sheet about Trey Sweeney. Is he kind of just settled down on the left side of the infield there a little bit, at least his spot?
I mean, hard to say no. You look at what Trey Sweeney has done this year compared to last year as a player, you know, because the games are similar. The at-bats are similar. He's now surpassed his total from last year. Last year, he only played 36 games. This year, it's 42. Mm-hmm. Last year, he had 110 at-bats. This year, it's 139. Last year, he had four home runs and 17 RBIs all in those at-bats. This year, he's got four and 21. Last year, he hit 218. This year, he's hitting 266. His OPS last year, 642. This year, it's at 720. Now, they're not eye-popping numbers, but compared to what he did last year in a similar sample size, that's impressive for a guy who's 25 years old, who many people thought was, oh, he's just a kind of a throw-in stopgap shortstop at the time in the trade for Flaherty. Really what they wanted was the prospect, Lorenzo. Well, let's see, whatever. We'll give him a chance. And he was okay last year, but this year he's really taken a step up. And I keep mentioning, watching him hit against right-handed pitching, I just feel like it's a positive at-bat waiting to happen. Even though technically his splits will tell you otherwise. He's actually have a better average against left-handers than he does against right-handers. But his OPS is 100 points higher against righties than it is lefties. So I just love watching the guy play now. Because he looks like it's a competent at bat waiting to come against right-handed pitching, and they need that. And to play as well as he has defensively at shortstop, with the exception of like one game where he struggled, he looks very competent there and kind of gives them a little bit of a runway to work with until one of these younger players is ready to come up and try to challenge for the starting shortstop job. And maybe they don't get it. Maybe he just continues to improve.
Yeah, I mean, look, he felt like the throw-in. He felt like the throw-in. And they're like, oh, okay, he's going to be at the major league level. Then they make this run. And then it was like, okay, still need a shortstop. Maybe they don't.
He's, in his last 15 days, he's hitting .396 with 1,004 OPS.
Wow.
Last couple weeks, he's really picked it up. When hopefully continues again, because he'll face right-handed pitching at least two of the three starts. We don't know who's starting the middle game for Toronto, but tonight it's a right-hander, and on Sunday it'll be a right-hander.
All right. We said we would talk some Lions. The Lions linebacker coach is it DeSean Hamilton or is it just Sean Hamilton?
Isn't it Deion Sean Hamilton?
Okay. Got it all wrong.
3-9.
I had it surrounded. Anyway, topic came up of a player he thinks going to take a big step up. Here's what he said.
All I didn't realize that you had gone out to practice and force-fed that question about Jack Campbell to the linebackers coach. But that's what you did yesterday, huh?
You know, it's funny. The person that actually asked the question about Jack Campbell was the Birchie kid. I gave him no direction.
Mm.
But yes, Sean Dion Hamilton thinks Jack Campbell's going to take a big step. But it got us to debating in the office. If you were to pick a player, not that you're predicting is going to take a big step, but if you were to pick a player that would be most useful if they took a big step, who would you pick? The player that would be most useful that they take a big step forward?
I think for me, it's Terrion Arnold.
Interesting.
Because DJ Reed is coming in as going to be cornerback number one, right? Comes in with a lot of fanfare, excellent corner in this league. And now you got year two for Terrion Arnold. If Terrion Arnold improves dramatically from last year to this year, and I'm not talking about over, I mean, just look what Terrion Arnold, the second half of last season was very good. If he improves on that, then the Lions have two outstanding corners to work with that will help out the pass rush. Because you give those guys more, you give Hutchinson a little more time to get to the quarterback, he'll get to the quarterback. And maybe some other guys will join in on the fun as well. But it's not, your pass rush isn't just solely dependent on what Aiden Hutchinson can do. Your secondary plays a huge role in that. Because if they can cover, then the quarterback really has to get rid of the ball early now.
I'm going to go Levi Onwuzurike. And obviously for him to take a big step up, the implication is he stays healthy. Last year, he really pressured the quarterback a lot. He didn't have a ton of sacks, but from a defensive tackle spot, he finished with 47 pressures, which kind of, you know, turned some heads.
Three a game.
And he was considered a good run stuffer. And given the injuries up there, you know, you could pick a bunch of guys, but I think he's the most likely one that if he stays healthy, can take a big step forward and it would be most useful. Kang, who would you say is the player that would be most useful if they take a big step forward?
So I like the calls from both you guys, and both on defensive side of the ball. You know, defense was an issue that you kind of worry about with this team because they're so offensive heavy. With that being said, I'm going to pick someone from the offense because I think that's where this team is. That's just the bread and butter. And the engine of the offense is the offensive line. So I'm going with guard Christian Mahogany, and here's why. You got to keep Goff upright. We already know he's not mobile. Have you heard that before? So you stop that pressure from the middle, and if he's a player that you can count on every week, borderline Pro Bowl, if not Pro Bowl type player, you know, they just drafted the kid from Georgia as well.
Tate Ratledge?
Yeah. You have your offensive line. That's the whole point of this team. You keep that offensive line elite. Everything else, I think, continues on what they were doing. You know, the defense is going to have maybe ups and downs. That's fine. But as long as this offensive line is running, you could run the ball. You could throw the ball at Jared Goff. Obviously, we know what it can do with protection. So if he takes that big leap, I think that's a huge thing for this team to keep this engine going.
I like the question because we've given three different answers.
Mm-hmm.
And I could probably come up with at least three other answers. Mm-hmm. But we leave it to the people.
248-539-9797. Taking a big step up, which Detroit Lion would be most useful if they take a big step up? Like linebacker coach Sean Dion Hamilton said Jack Campbell is about to. Who would you prefer it be? It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, it's Doug Karsh. Memorial Day deals going on all month long at Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights. Lease a new 2025 Silverado 1500 4x4 crew cab for just $282 a month for 24 months with $1,999 down. $282. Go now to 17.5 in Van Dyke in Sterling Heights. 877-SAY-SARAH or saysarah.com. Together, let's drive with GM employee discount and Chevy lease in the household. 10,000 miles per year plus taxes and fees with approved credit. Offer ends June 2nd. Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We got open lines, 248-539-9797. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. We're asking the question. You heard the soundbite from Sean Dion Hamilton, the linebacker coach for the Detroit Lions, talking about Jack Campbell taking a big step forward this year. We're asking you, who would be most helpful, would be in our best interest, most helpful to take a big step forward? Gator said Terrion Arnold. I said Levi Onwuzurike. Kang said Christian Mahogany. Who do you got? Unnamed texter says Marcus Davenport. If he stays healthy, a massive if, he makes the defense elite. Well, I'll say this about Marcus Davenport. He sure passes the look test. And got to see so little of him in his career, even. Just feels like a stroke of good luck there would be incredibly useful.
Be huge. If he could stay healthy, it'd be awesome because he is productive. He just has not been able to do that throughout his career. But he passes the eyeball test. The guy is massive as an individual. Got speed coming off the rush end. And it would be great. But I'm not holding my breath.
No, it doesn't feel like, it's just a hard thing to predict because injuries, there's an element of luck, but, there's also just, you could be just unable to stay healthy, period. End of story.
Is there a concern at all about Alex Anzalone and what he's, I guess, put out on social media lately?
So what is it that he put out?
Well, he apparently put out a tweet of, I don't know, it was a tweet or an Instagram post, but himself working out. And people have read into it that he wants a better deal because he's signed to he's got one year left at $6 million. And it is an absolute steal for the Lions to have someone as productive as Alex Anzalone for $6 million. And in the offseason, the Lions went out and they re-upped with Barnes for 3 years and $24 million.
Mm-hmm.
So $8 million per year on average. And Anzalone tweeted something out in support of Trey Hendrickson for his stance on what he's doing with Cincinnati and possibly sitting out because he wants market value. Now, the coaches don't think there's anything wrong, and this isn't the first year that Alex Anzalone won't be at voluntary minicamp because he missed last year's minicamp too. Not a big deal. Not worried about that. But if he's unhappy, I can understand why. I mean, this is a guy who's getting paid well below market value. He epitomizes what Dan Campbell and company are looking for in a player. This guy came back and played with a broken forearm in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm keeping an eye on this. I saw that story this morning. And I thought, wow, it's odd that I'm seeing this because I didn't realize this, but okay. You can make a strong case that if you find some money for the rest of this season, that maybe give it to him.
There's like small little breadcrumbs here that he might be looking for a new contract. On March 9th, Adam Schefter tweeted out linebacker Nick Bolton re-signing with the Chiefs, 3 years, $45 million, including $30 million fully guaranteed. Anzalone tweeted out linebacker market and then the emoji of the market going up. He had a response to a tweet by Al Karsten, who's a writer that covers the Lions let me make sure I give credit where it's credit due, Pride of Detroit, who listed 2024 linebacker leaders in percentage of man coverage snaps played. Number one, Alex Anzalone, 48.5. And then the others, Alex Anzalone tweeted to that, no other linebacker asked to do what I do. And then he has a pinned tweet that is just him, a black and white photo of him like working out on a field that says respect is due. Do I think that there is, should we be worried? I don't think yet. I don't want to create drama if there's no drama there. Certainly, I don't want to do that. But I mean, maybe they might want to check in. Because, I mean, under the cap, you could probably say, we can rip up your contract and give you a couple million.
One year for $8 million or something instead of the 1 year at $6 million. Yeah. I saw that story in the Free Press today. Dave Burkett had it. And I didn't realize that this was going on. I don't follow him on Twitter. But
You don't follow Burkett?
No, I don't follow Anzalone on Twitter, which is what he did.
I was like, yes, we do.
And then he also reposted something from Trey Hendrickson with the caption, this, in support of Trey Hendrickson. So it is what it is. I mean, coaches don't seem concerned about it. They feel pretty strongly he's going to be there when it comes for mandatory camp, which isn't until in July. And we know the Lions get off early because they've got get off to an earlier start because they've got the Hall of Fame game to kick things off in the preseason. But I mean, this guy has been really the heart and soul of the defense. I mean, Hutchinson's the guy.
Yep.
But Anzalone is right there with him. I mean, he's one of the team captains, and I feel like they could make more of an effort to make him happier.
I guess I'll just say this about it. I have no problem with the Lions making sure that there's nothing that they can do with all of their cap space to make this football team better. And if they have a chance to make the football team better and it comes at the cost of ripping up Alex Anzalone's contract and giving him a little bit of a pay bump, then that's what they should do, in my opinion. But if they get sort of to the end of the runway of the offseason and haven't brought in, you know, have a little extra cap space that they could just, you know, give him a little pay bump, that's probably actually a pretty good way to do it. Now, he might disagree with that, but I'm not sensing that there is any drama here.
No, I'm not yet. I didn't expect to see the article this morning, and there it was.
Yep. All right, which Lion would be most useful for them to step up? Terron Arnold, I would love to see this dude become a lockdown corner. That's from an unnamed texter. Another unnamed texter says Christian Mahogany. Tom in Flat Rock says, I think Terron Arnold would be the most impactful player to make a leap forward. Aaron writes in, the easy answer is Jared Goff. He needs to step up in the postseason. Our guys already stepped up. It was very sad to see what happened against Washington. They all deserve better. Goff just gave it away straight up. Okay, Goff didn't have a good game. Goff in Detroit had three pretty damn good postseason games the year before. He didn't throw a pick. He completed 70% of his passes. He had a rating of 103.3.
And it would have been better if somebody had held on to a couple of those passes. You can't discount last year's playoff game against Washington, which was horrific for him, horrific for the team.
Well, let me ask
and
you
he
this.
Wasn't alone because there were other players that made horrific mistakes in that game as well.
Do you think Goff has a playoff problem?
No, I don't think he's got a playoff
problem. I don't think he has a playoff problem either. I think he had a bad playoff game. I mean, he just did. Threw three interceptions. He didn't have a typical Goff game.
But if you're going to tell me he's going to be better in the playoffs, then I'm going to tell you this team has a great chance of winning that game.
Yeah, but I kind of expect him to be. I don't, you know, when they play big games, I'm cool with Jared Goff being a quarterback. But I guess the easy answer is always the quarterback. If the quarterback takes a big step forward on any team, but I think if the quarterback, for the most part, but you know, is as good as he was the last couple of years in Detroit, then I don't think the quarterback play is what's holding him back. I do think there's other things that could be holding him back. But anyway, who do you think would be the most useful player to step up for the Detroit Lions, would make the biggest impact if they were the one that took the step forward the way Sean Dion Hamilton said he expects it from Jack Campbell? 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your answers coming up. Just a reminder, you can stream the show using the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Then you can listen to this show and all the shows here on 97.1 The Ticket, which we encourage you to do from anywhere in the United States. I know we got a lot of people listening on the app right now. Thank you for that. Obviously, you can listen on terrestrial radio as well. Stream through our website, 971theticket.com. Additionally, you ever want to watch the video of the show? Twitch and YouTube. Go to youtube.com, search up 971 a ticket. Same thing with twitch.tv. Bang, there we are. And there is the streaming chat. And a reminder that we got the middle school combine coming up at the corner ballpark for kids grades 5th through 8 on July 16th. We're teaming with PAL, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, junior NFL style combine. You have until today to register. Today's the last day to register to get the $50 early bird registration. Tomorrow it's $75. So this is the last chance to get the early bird registration. Go to detroitpal.org/events or 971theticket.com for more details. That's detroitpal.org PAL.org/events or 971theticket.com. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, sports fans, we finally made it to the weekend, and Twin Peaks has you covered for all the action. You got Tigers off to their best start in decades, basketball and hockey playoffs ramping up to their conference finals, and we have a major golf championship. Now, why go to Twin Peaks? Well, that's easy. For starters, the Scratch Kitchen. You heard that right. They bring their cooks in every day at 7 a.m., making everything from meatballs to hand-cut New York strips, smoked ribs and brisket, even croutons. Now pair that up with delicious food and handcrafted cocktails and the coldest draft beer you've ever poured at a bone-chilling 29 degrees. I haven't even mentioned the best part. It's served up by the beautiful Twin Peaks girls. If you got a golf outing this weekend, Twin Peaks is the perfect 19th hole to cool down and power up after a long round. Twin Peaks, each drink.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Did the largest panoramic display in its class help the 2025 Lincoln Nautilus to be named Motor Trend's 2025 SUV of the year? Maybe. Maybe it's because the Lincoln Nautilus offers both a gas and an available hybrid powertrain. Perhaps it's the new Lincoln Digital Experience, available 28-speaker sound system, or second-row legroom that is among the most in its class. Maybe it's a bit of everything. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln. The power of sanctuary. Class is medium, premium utility. Motor Trend 2025 SUV of the Year is a registered trademark of Motor Trend Group, LLC. All rights reserved.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day. Whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day, or new shoes for her favorite salsa class, or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.
Scenic views. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson. Look, Birchie Kid just did a story on Alex Anzalone. On our website, 971theticket.com, there's a tweet that we have retweeted if you want to check it out. And again, just something to keep an eye on. This is a heart and soul kind of guy that isn't in camp right now, and or isn't at Allen Park right now, I should say, and you know, is a one hell of a player, and I think we'd want to see a heart and soul kind of guy taken care of, but you know, they have other needs that they might want to sort out first. And just because nothing's happened yet doesn't mean they don't plan on doing anything. Maybe they'll have him play out the rest of his contract and then move forward from there, who knows. But 248-539-9797. We got that question out there. We played the soundbite from Lions linebacker coach Sean Dion Hamilton about how he expects Jack Campbell to take a big step forward. And so he started discussing, you know, who would be most useful to take a big step forward? Like which player, if they take a big step forward, will help the most? We had three different answers here in studio, and a lot of different ones are coming in. via ticket text at 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. Jeff is in Birmingham and on 97.1. Hello, Jeff.
How you doing, guys?
We're great. All right.
Hey, I have Marcus Davenport.
Yeah.
His step up would be, obviously, to be healthy, finally. And I was looking at his stats. That guy can reach the quarterback. If he takes a step up, he's only 28. I mean, that's obviously what we've been needing for a long time, the rusher, the edge rusher.
Yeah, the edge rusher opposite of Aiden Hutchinson. He's a pretty good one. Yeah. But, yes, yeah. They need another one. I think it would be great if he develops like that. Yeah, if he can stay healthy, which is the biggest question he's had to answer in his NFL career.
I got another question.
Sure.
Is Micah Parsons actually a linebacker rather than a defensive end, or is it kind of a hybrid?
I think of him as a hybrid.
Because if he's linebacker-esque, why aren't we talking about one of our linebackers being a solution to our pass rush?
Well, they've used him. They've used Barnes in that role. They rush their linebackers quite a bit, no matter who it is. But Barnes has done that. Jack Campbell has done that. Anzalone has done that. They've gone that route as well.
I think of Barnes as a guy that at times looked like he was shot out of a cannon. In the meantime, you brought up Marcus Davenport as being the one that would be most useful. If Marcus Davenport, if Marcus Davenport is the best version of himself for a full season, box checked, people. Like, that is, this is a player's in the prime of his career. His best season in terms of sack totals, he played 11 games and had 9 sacks. Even his second best season, he played in 13 games and had 6 sacks. If he were, somewhere in the ballpark of being one year he was a sack of a game kind of guy, the other year he was a sack every other game kind of guy. You don't need a Max Crosby on the other side. Not that you'd get rid of Max Crosby if you had him on the other side, but the best version of Marcus Davenport checks a box for sure.
Yeah, it does. I mean, he's 6'6", 265 pounds, moves very well for a guy of that size. And like you pointed out, I mean, he had 9 sacks in the season. He's been up and down in his career, but he had one year where he played 15 games and he only had a half a sack. That was his last year in New Orleans in 2022.
Was that right before a contract? Because that was a really bad time to do that.
It was a bad time to do that. And then he went to Minnesota the next year and only played 4 games and had 2 sacks in those 4 games. Only played 2 with the Lions and a half a sack in those 2 games. But that's the thing. I mean, in his career, he's just missed games. 13 games, 13 games, 11 games, 11 games, 15, 4, and 2. Those are his game totals each season. That's a lot of missed time. But, again, a guy who can pressure the quarterback if he's healthy. Just stay healthy. It's an easy thing to say. It's not an easy thing to do.
No. PGA continues today, and Jonathan Vegas is 10 under and has a 4-shot lead through 14 holes. Today he is putting on a show at Quail Hollow. There are not a lot of big names near the top of the leaderboard.
No.
I mean, Max Homa is tied for 3rd. Bryson DeChambeau is tied for 7th. Luke Donald's in there, but I mean, you get through the top 20. How many recognizable names are there?
Yeah, there's not a ton. So you'll see with the, does the cream rise to the top here? Will the other players start to step it up? Look even into the top 30.
You know what's funny is what I hope is that one of these guys that isn't really known as not a household name. I hope whoever wins this thing, you know what I want to do?
You haven't come here?
I want to look at the players that have committed to the Rocket Classic.
Yeah.
Because this feels like a lot of guys that you see at the Rocket Classic, whether it is or it isn't. I don't know if any of these guys have ever been here before, but when you have that many no-name guys and we're kind of, one of these tournaments that is always excited when you get a known player, you might have a player or two in this that's in competition here, or Ryan Gerard or an Alex Smalley or, you know,
JJ Spawn.
Yeah, some of the, they sound like Rocket Mortgage Classic guys. Yeah. I guess now it's just the Rocket Classic. But if one of these guys wins it, it'd be good to have a major winner already committed to the Rocket Classic.
Yeah, I mean, we always think about how great it would be to have a bigger and better field for the tournament. The tournament's gone off without a hitch every year. It's always been very successful here, despite the fact it doesn't have the greatest field of players.
I've been twice and I've loved it. Just as a fan and a fan experience, it was great. Tony Paul did tweet this afternoon, last year's Rocket Classic didn't have a top 20 player in the world rankings. This year's Rocket is expected to have at least one top 10 player and quite possibly more from rumblings I've heard.
Well, that'd be great.
Yep.
Love to see it.
And maybe one of these, look, I use the term no names, but they're not household names. One of these guys that wins the PGA might be slated to come to Detroit, right?
Oh, can you imagine if like Scheffler or McIlroy, you know, the two top players in the world, if either of those two guys commits, it'd be huge. You know, and then you get just a popular player like Justin Thomas, even though he's playing well this year, he's a number fifth in the world right at this point. But a guy like that, people would love to see. And there are absolutely guys you that just sound like, oh yeah, Maverick McNealy. That sounds like a guy who would play the Rocket Mortgage Classic, right? Mm-hmm. Wyndham Clark, perhaps. But I'm looking forward to seeing, as we get closer, the other names that commit to playing in this tournament, not just former winners.
All right, Kang, you say we have a bit of a breaking story?
Yeah, breaking news here, according to ABC News. Breaking, 11 adult men have escaped from a New Orleans jail less than 3 miles from the French Quarter.
Whoa.
A full-scale search is underway. They're considered armed and dangerous.
Oh, that's not fun.
Ooh.
That's, in fact, that's rather scary. I was thinking if you break out of jail, how far from the French Quarter?
Less than 3 miles, I think I said.
Would it be best to go to the French Quarter and try and blend in there?
Well, I don't want to be a criminal mind here, but
they got one. 10 men remain at large.
Wow.
Am I wrong to think every guy thinks about what they do on the run?
No, I don't think you're wrong. I think every guy has thought of that.
We've watched too many movies.
Yeah, I've watched too many movies. And what, you know how hard it is to do now? Cameras everywhere. How hard it is to live on the lam. It's so difficult.
Yeah, that's probably what keeps me from breaking laws. Hard to get away with.
I mean, think of things you did as a kid.
Oh, good God.
If there were, I mean, ring doorbells and cameras everywhere in everybody's house and stuff, dumb stuff that you would do. Maybe I'll just speak for myself. Dumb stuff that I did. Yeah, it would not fly today. I would not not even attempt to do some of that stuff.
So New Orleans Police Superintendent Kirkpatrick has said they think that they're more than likely the inmates were helped. They have changed out of their jail clothes at this point.
Oh, boy.
So they are trying to, like, I don't know if they were trying to blend in, Doug. They obviously didn't want to be in their jumpsuits or whatever, but.
Sure. Yeah, that's a scary situation, armed and dangerous, and considered armed and dangerous.
Considered armed and dangerous, yeah.
But if you have street clothes, is getting lost in the French Quarter a good idea, or is just getting lost in the rest of New Orleans a good idea? Because my impression of New Orleans is it's an eclectic town.
Oh, it's eclectic. That's one way to word it, yeah.
It might be one of the better cities in the world to just blend in.
Well, I was going to ask, you guys, like, hey, you stay there as long as possible because, you know, they're eventually going to look elsewhere and you get the heck out of Dodge as far as possible. Like, do you do the blend in or do you try to get to Alaska? I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think getting lost in New Orleans is a great idea if you're trying to get lost somewhere. If you haven't been to New Orleans, it's something.
It is. It is something. And you're not that far away from something else. I mean, because the whole landscape in New Orleans or in Louisiana, I mean, you're close to a lot of different areas that you would think, yeah, that is a blendable place.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, it's Doug Carson from the University of Michigan Credit Union. If you're ready for your dream car, UMCU is here to help. They got auto loan rates starting as low as 4.5 APR and zero payments for the first 6 months. My son called me the other day. He's thinking of buying his own car. First time, his own car purchase. If he does, I'm going to steer him to my friends at UMCU because of this great 4.5% APR and zero payments for the first 6 months. Same great rate applies to both new and used vehicles. Don't wait. Limited time offer. Become a member by visiting umcu.org today to get started. Insured by NCUA.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Did the largest panoramic display in its class help the 2025 Lincoln Nautilus to be named Motor Trend's 2025 SUV of the year? Maybe. Maybe it's because the Lincoln Nautilus offers both a gas and an available hybrid powertrain. Perhaps it's the new Lincoln Digital Experience, available 28-speaker sound system, or second-row legroom that is among the most in its class. Maybe it's a bit of everything. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln. The power of sanctuary. Class is medium, premium utility. Motor Trend 2025 SUV of the Year is a registered trademark of Motor Trend Group, LLC. All rights reserved.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day. Whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day.
Or new shoes for her favorite salsa class.
Or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.
All right, here we go. Of course, we get flooded with texts. What would you do on the run? Rule one, never stop moving. It's from an unnamed texter. This is like a real-life prison break situation, the show. Runs an unnamed texter. Natalie at home said, I used to live in Milan, Michigan by the prison. Most of the time when they escaped, they were within 5 to 10 miles of the prison unless they had a ride. Scott Waterford says, I went to school in New Orleans. It's not a city you want to get lost in. Okay, I guess it depends on, we're saying it's good to blend in New Orleans. There are characters there.
Yeah.
So when you say it's not a city you want to get lost in, are you saying if you're trying to escape a prison, you would not want to be in New Orleans? You wouldn't want it to be a New Orleans prison. You'd rather it be some other place.
I mean, the first thing comes to mind, I don't know why this does, but it's like, get on a shrimp boat, go shrimping.
Yeah.
Join a crew, you know, hey, we need a deckhand. Yeah. I mean, I'm up for you guys. I'll come on board. Okay. You know, but you got it. There's an opportunity. There's a window of opportunity before things get, everybody knows what's happened.
I make a beeline to Fort Hancock, Texas.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
Then what are you going to do?
I'm going to go to Zihuatanejo.
Okay.
That's my plan.
Geeter, I think you've seen this movie. We might have spoken about it before. The 25th Hour.
Oh, yeah. Edward Norton?
Yeah. So, Doug.
It's a Spike Lee movie.
I think you're right. Yeah. Spike Lee joint.
It's a fantastic movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it about a prison break?
Not necessarily. No. Okay. There's a scene, though, where he's going to jail. Edward Norton's going to jail, and he's driving to the jail
with his
father.
There's no spoilers here, because you got me fired up. I'm intrigued. And I'm about to enter a new phase of life.
Let me help you.
All right, go for it, Gator.
So the movie, it's a guy who, Edward Norton's character, has been sentenced to go to jail. So he's going to spend the last night with his friends. And he also wants to even up some scores or whatever. And so it's not terribly violent. It's just, there are things he wants to do. And it's really interesting how you would spend your last day and what you would do and how it's set up. And then there's a major dilemma that happens towards the end of the movie. And it's really, really interesting to watch this. And they're fantastic actors in this movie. Okay. Philip Seymour Hoffman's in it. Brian Cox is in it. It's a great, great movie.
23rd Hour. I'm on
25th Hour.
Oh.
It's a really, really good movie. I would recommend it.
All right. I'm in.
Barry Pepper's in it, did you say him?
Yeah, I did not say Barry Pepper. Barry Pepper's. Tony Siragusa's in it.
Yes, the late Tony Siragusa. Yeah.
Wow. All right, I'm always interested in your music opinions on your show sheet today. You pointed out that Ed Sheeran has got a collaboration coming up, and you seem skeptical.
Well, it's like when you hear that so-and-so's going to do a duet with somebody else, it's like, okay, that's interesting. Dolly Parton and Rob Halford from Judas Priest were working on it. Well, that's a weird collaboration, but I'm here for it. But then if they're going to bring somebody in that maybe you don't like. So it's Ed Sheeran working with Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters and Nirvana fame, and also John Mayer. So I'm one of these people that for a while there, I thought that Dave Grohl was a little overexposed. He's fine as a musician. He's fine. And I don't dislike his music at all, but it felt like you couldn't, watch anything without, hey, Dave Grohl's part of it. Great. Okay, here we go. But it's fine. And Ed Sheeran is, we've grown to like Ed Sheeran a little bit on the show, half jokingly, but then I watch some of the stuff that I see on TV with like the 9 days of nights with Ed Sheeran or something like that. And it's like, I like this guy.
And remember he loved Evans. He wanted a tiger hat when he was in town.
Yeah, and you hear great stories about him as a human being that he's amazing. And then he's in the movie Yesterday, and I couldn't. After I saw Yesterday, I love this guy.
Yeah, he was really good in Yesterday.
He's really good in Yesterday. But then you're bringing in John Mayer. I'm out. I can't handle John Mayer. Can't do it. I cannot do it. I know everybody says he's an amazing guitar player. That's fine. I don't like him. I can't stand those weird faces he makes. I hate his voice. I'm out. I don't want to hear that these guys are collaborating with John Mayer. You just ruined it. You went from something, intriguing, and John Mayer. No! Don't do that. Stop it.
So why do you think they brought in John Mayer?
I don't know. He's popular, just not with me. Do what you want to do, right? But I'm just... you lost me on this one.
Yeah. So when you first saw this, did you literally read it this way? Oh, Sheeran and Grohl? Oh, yes. Interesting. And then you saw,
I saw John Mayer? No. Why would you do that? Why would you go and ruin a good thing?
I feel like whatever they come up with, I feel like we have to listen to it on the air and have you.
And think of there's just a weird collaboration of three people, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dave Grohl, part of the whole grunge movement, and he's a rock star without question. Ed Sheeran, more pop music, and he's highly respected as a songwriter. There's John Mayer, who was Taylor Swift's muse for a little bit, and all the other crap that I never got the John Mayer fascination.
If we're going to replace him with another John. How about John Resnick
from the Goo Goo Dolls?
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. I like Johnny Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls.
Even after we saw him?
Yes. That was predictable as hell that he was going to break. I said, watch this. He's going to break an acoustic guitar. He's going to break it because when we saw him in concert in Vegas, he was having problems
clearly with his ears.
you know, the sound that comes back in your ear monitors, and you could he was just getting pissed because they couldn't figure it out right, and I said he's going to break a guitar. It's going to happen. And sure enough, he rips the ears out of his head, and not his actual ears, but the device, and then smashes the guitar, storms off stage, and the rest of the band is left there to play the next two songs without Johnny Resnick. So somebody else had to sing the songs. But yes, I still like the Google.
You go Resnick over John Mayer. How about John Legend? You go
totally different vibe. I'd be interested by that.
Okay.
Not a big John Legend guy, but that's fine.
All right. Johnny Mathis.
What are we doing?
John Denver?
Well, it'd be tough to get John Denver.
It would be very tough to get John Denver, but I'd go see that. How about hologram? How about hologram John Denver?
Yes, I'm always intrigued by the hologram.
Okay, John Mellencamp.
Yes, I would.
All right. All of them better than John Mayer.
Yeah. Johnny Rotten? No.
Also from that show, what about Adam Duritz?
Yeah, for Counting Crows?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I'm out. No.
He was so bored with his own show.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the vibe he's trying to give off.
Oh, there's no question.
Doug, what about for you, John Cicada? I know you're a big fan. Huge fan.
You know, I can make it through the day without him, but...
Do you have a problem with John Mayer?
I don't have a problem with John Mayer. I'm not a huge fan, but I'm like not hostile.
I don't know why I am. I just am.
How about you, man? Cicada or Mayer? You cool with John Cicada?
Dude, it's like anything over John Mayer. Not a fan.
Orange Bowl 2000... Media was covering the game, had backstage passes to the John Cicada concert at midnight. And that's when I proposed to my wife backstage at a John Cicada concert.
Nice.
As one does.
Yeah.
Right?
Did your wife get to, your fiance at that point, did she get to meet John Cicada?
No, we didn't. But backstage was really just a big field with a bunch of food and drink stands. It was kind of cool, but.
Should have told people. Hey, I just got engaged. Don't you want to see me?
End up on stage?
Yeah, something like that. Could have milked it.
All right.
Got a nice gift.
How about
candlesticks?
Ed Sheeran, Dave Grohl, and John Morosi.
Yeah, that I want to hear. Morosi could probably carry a tune.
We bring in Rico Beard, who joins us at this time. What's up, my man?
So you didn't know what you said, John Cicada?
Yeah.
You didn't know him?
I didn't know him personally, no.
Oh, so yeah, I knew who he was. Like he hooked you up and called you out on stage and.
No, you've done.
He's my good buddy Doug.
You've done the bowl trips where you get, you know, there's media parties, and some of them are better than others. It was the Orange Bowl. We had backstage passes to the John Cicada. You know, it was. Did I say Cicada? John Cicada. It was Y2K, downtown Miami.
Oh,
it was actually it was actually a pretty good show. We had a good time.
It was in Orlando at the time.
No, we were at I was at Y2K in Universal Studios.
So that morning, that next morning, got up, drove to Orlando, left with like a minute to go to beat the traffic, Michigan State, Florida, drove back.
Really?
Yeah, from Orlando to Miami. It was an animal day. It was great. What do you got planned coming up next?
Doug with hair. He was reckless.
Doug with hair was crazy.
He was
crazy. Living on the edge, man.
You know what? Ironically enough, you kind of tease. We're going to talk a little bit about Friday weddings. Member of the show is going to a Friday wedding. Friday weddings. And
it was us. We had a Friday wedding.
And honestly, Friday weddings should be the only thing in the fall.
Dude. Oh, in the fall, yeah.
Period. They're great. But, you know.
I went to one Friday wedding. Had a great time. But it was stressful getting there in time because of rush hour traffic that you're going through.
And here's the... Just either take the day off or a half day off.
So the thing was, everybody from out of town was taking Friday off to travel.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
And so when we were able to, we had a Friday night wedding, everybody made it in time, and then we had all day Saturday to hang out with everyone. Yeah. It was actually,
I like the Friday
great. Yeah. But yeah. All right, cool. Have a great show. Stay safe, everybody. Tigers big weekend in Toronto. We'll talk about it Monday. Don't forget to treat each other with respect. 97.1.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Did the largest panoramic display in its class help the 2025 Lincoln Nautilus to be named Motor Trend's 2025 SUV of the year? Maybe. Maybe it's because the Lincoln Nautilus offers both a gas and an available hybrid powertrain. Perhaps it's the new Lincoln Digital Experience, available 28-speaker sound system, or second-row legroom that is among the most in its class. Maybe it's a bit of everything. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class is medium, premium utility. Motor Trend 2025 SUV of the year is a registered trademark of Motor Trend Group, LLC. All rights reserved.
Amazon has everything for every kind of birthday. Whether that's a three-tier cake stand.
Happy birthday!
Comet balloons for your son's space theme party. Or gifts like a karaoke machine for that friend who never stops singing.
Happy birthday to you!
From cake stands to karaoke machines, shop everything for every party on Amazon.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.